New Millennium Audio presents The Secret Life of J. Edgar Hoover, written by Richard Hack, read by Dan Cashman. Prologue, Death of an Icon, May 2, 1972, 4936 30th Place Northwest, Washington, D.C. There was an unnatural stillness about the place, sucked dry of breath and emotion. The space thick and unmoving. Only the steady ticking of a mantel clock bore witness as an old man lay dying on the floor. Unconscious, in the master bedroom, he pulled at air in a futile struggle against the inevitable. Stubborn, obdurate, unwilling to accept his own mortality. But then J. Edgar Hoover had always fought against the odds. This night, however, would be different. This night, he would lose. By 7 a.m., the low morning sun was streaking through the closed kitchen window as Hoover's longtime housekeeper, a black woman named Annie Fields, adjusted the Venetian blind above the sink and began to prepare breakfast. She didn't mind that her employer was fussy and preferred to think of her as a maid. The work was easy, even if Mr. Hoover was not. The breakfast menu never varied. Two soft-boiled eggs, positioned just so in porcelain cups, that Hoover had inherited from his mother. White toast with softened butter, and black coffee in a flowered teacup, served each morning at exactly 7:30. With clockwork efficiency, as the food reached the dining room table, so too would Hoover. He would have risen an hour earlier, spent a cursory 15 minutes riding his exercise cycle, showered.